Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, where we bring you the latest immigration news in under 5 minutes. In today's headline, USCIS is phasing out paper-based fee payments. On August 29th, USCIS announced that it is modernizing how immigration filing fees are paid to comply with the administration's Executive Order 14247. Over the next 2 months, checks and money orders will still be acceptable ways to pay filing fees. However, starting October 28, 2025, those options will disappear. After that date, the only acceptable payments will be ACH debit transactions using form G-1650 or credit card payments using form G-1450. For the next 2 months, checks and money orders will still be acceptable ways to pay filing fees. However, starting October 28th, those options will disappear. After that date, the only acceptable payment methods will be ACH debit transactions using form 1650 or credit card payments using form 1450. In limited circumstances, an individual may submit a benefit request directly at a USCIS field office. In such cases, the benefit requester may submit his or her request and the appropriate fee by mail to the field office using either form G-1450 or form G-1650. Benefit requesters filing from outside the United States may pay filing fees online by credit card or by mail or in person at a U.S. embassy or consulate with form G-1450 or form G-1650. Why this change? USCIS says more than 90% of its payments still come by check or money order, creating backlogs and raising the risk of fraud, theft, or lost payments. According to USCIS, moving to electronic payments is expected to cut costs, reduce errors, and speed up processing. There are limited exceptions. For example, those involved in certain national security or law enforcement activities may still request to pay by check using Form G-1651, exemption from paper fee payment. There are also limited exceptions for individuals where paying by electronic disbursement would cause undue hardship, which has been defined by the Secretary of Treasury as only including an individual's inability to manage an account at a financial institution or a Treasury-sponsored account due to mental impairment, or the individual's inability to manage an account at a financial institution or a Treasury-sponsored account due to the individual living in a remote geographic location that lacks the infrastructure to support electronic financial transactions. So the only individuals who are exempt from this rule are individuals who lack access to banking services or electronic systems, or individuals who cannot participate in financial transactions due to mental impairment. A word of caution. If your ACH or credit card payment doesn't clear, USCIS may reject your filing or even revoke an approval down the road. And there are so many reasons why your ACH payment may be rejected, including situations where a person submits both an ACH and credit card payment form to try to split the application filing fee, where the individual fails to identify whether the funds are drawn from a business or personal account or a checking or savings account, where the individual fails to provide the correct authorized payment information, and where they fail to provide the correct routing number and account number. credit card payments can also be rejected for a host of reasons. Some of these include trying to split the filing fee payment using a credit card form and an ACH form, where the requester submits one credit card form for multiple benefits requests, or where the credit card form is incomplete because it fails to list the cardholder's full name, the credit card number, the expiration date, or the amount of the authorized payment. So, what's the takeaway from this? By late October, USCIS will become an electronic payment-only agency. This is one of the most significant operational changes that we have seen, and it will affect almost everyone filing an immigration application or petition. So keep in mind, if you are filing anything on or after October 28th, you need to pay by ACH or credit card. That's all for today's Immigration Update podcast. For more details, please see the links in our show notes.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.